with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. President Biden has broken his pledge not to pardon his son, Hunter Biden, arguing that, quote, raw politics has infected this process.
President Joe Biden has pardoned his son Hunter following convictions on tax and gun charges. This is an announcement that wipes the slate clean and ensures that Hunter Biden will not be incarcerated as he prepares for sentencing. What's really notable here is this is an action that the White House had repeatedly said over the course of many weeks that the president did not intend to take. President Biden has said that in looking at the facts of the case, he had concluded that Hunter Biden was singled out in, quote, a miscarriage of justice, and was prosecuted because he was the president's son.
Eric Tucker reporting, the White House on Monday struggled to defend the pardon, claiming the prosecution was politically motivated, a page out of Trump's playbook. That explanation did not satisfy some Democrats who are angry that Biden's reversal could make it harder to take on Trump. Closing arguments are being heard in the chokehold death of an erratic New York City subway rider.
Closing arguments have started in the trial of a Marine veteran charged with recklessly choking to death an irate homeless man on a New York City subway train. The defense argued that Daniel Penny acted to save subway riders from threatening behavior. Penny faces charges including manslaughter in the May 2023 death of Jordan Neely. The white veteran Penny put Neely, who was black, in a chokehold for about 6 minutes. Prosecutors will get a chance to sum up their arguments later. They have said that Penny intended to protect other subway riders, but used too much force and was indifferent to the human life he was holding in his arms. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
On Wall Street, the Dow down by 128 points, but the NASDAQ rose 185, the S&P advanced 14. This is SRN News. The Red Kettle campaign is underway.
The Salvation Army's annual effort to raise money for the poor around Christmas will feature thousands of bell ringers outside of stores and other establishments now till December 25th. A big chunk of the Giant Christian Ministry's yearly budget is gathered at this time, and organizers are hoping Americans will be generous. However, with 4 years of inflation and economic precarity weighing people down, generosity may be depressed this season. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
After more than 5 years of frenetic reconstruction work, Notre Dame Cathedral showed its new self to the world over the weekend. Rebuilt soaring ceilings and creamy good-as-new stonework have erased somber memories of its devastating fire in 2019. Images broadcast live of a visit by French President Emmanuel Macron showed the inside of the iconic church as worshippers might have experienced back in medieval times. This is SRN News. California lawmakers will consider a bill that would require the state's public universities to give admission priority to the descendants of slaves.
The bill being introduced by Democrat Assemblymember Isaac Bryan. The proposal follows reparation efforts at the California state level that have yielded mixed results. Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom signed a law in September to formally apologize for the state's legacy of racism and discrimination against black residents. But state lawmakers blocked a bill that would have created an agency to administer reparations programs. John Scott reporting.
The Coast Guard recovered the bodies of two boaters off the Alabama coast but suspended the search for a missing 7-year-old boy after combing the area over the weekend. Searchers were unable to find Hunter Slazak. He was on a boat that went missing on Friday. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.